This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I hope everyone had a great, relaxing weekend. Hope you stayed safe and you stayed warm. There was a lot of snow. No, there was no disappointment as far as the snow was concerned. I do have to give props to the weather people, though,
because
it's like a double whammy for them. On one hand, they're getting all the attention. You know, people really care about the weather during a storm, but they also just have to fill so much time, like standing in front of snowbanks and saying, "There's a lot of snow. You can see the snowbanks behind me." It's just, it keeps piling up. And as someone who's had to fill dead air, my heart goes out to them a little bit.
Yeah, I was watching the AccuWeather loop on the AccuWeather channel on TV. And at one point, they were talking to the actor from the movie, not Bill Murray, an actor from the movie Groundhog Day about weather conditions during filming.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, what are we doing?
They're like, put a rerun on or something.
Can I just see the... Jessica Pash, I think her name is. Can I just see her going through the bomb cyclone again or something?
And they probably figure it's like time spent listening. So you're just, you get people tuning in every once in a while. So you just keep repeating the old stuff. But I've never been a big Weather Channel person. Will is a huge Weather Channel guy. Like, he will watch the local news for the weather, which I find amazing slash very concerning. Anyway, though, there was a lot of news over the weekend that we are going to get to. And I think I should start with the big story. It just never ends. The hits just keep on coming. I'm talking about Joe Rogan. And I'm kind of torn on starting with this.
Joe Rogan!
Because on one hand, I look at all of the hoopla over Joe Rogan, and I think, don't we have a guy in the White House who we should be talking about just a little bit? It seems very convenient for the White House that while their approval ratings continue to plummet, while crime is about to hit a 25-year high as far as murders are concerned, while the border is being flooded, while inflation is out of control, that suddenly we're all focused on a podcaster named Joe Rogan. But I do think I understand to a point why people are interested in this story, because it's kind of putting together what we've witnessed over the last 2 years. It's emblematic of all of these issues with fake news, with misinformation, with the mainstream media, with cancel culture. It's kind of like this, you threw it all in a big stew and this is what you get. And we lost another artist on Spotify this weekend. And if people didn't realize this on Friday, someone put a tweet. I don't want to point the finger at people. Okay, the buck stops here at this desk at the Grace Curley Show. But as Joe Biden would do, the buck stops here. Now let me blame everybody else. Somebody put a tweet on my desk on Friday that said Barry Manilow was pulling his music from Spotify. Does anyone want to come forward with who did that?
I honestly don't recall printing up that tweet.
Okay, Billy Bulger, you don't recall.
I cannot, to the best of my memory, recall.
It lands on my desk. I read it out loud. Turns out I was wrong. Barry Manilow came out and said, no, I don't know where that information came from.
Which we acknowledged when the tweeter sent in, and we said, we don't care. It's worth it to make fun of Barry Manilow.
Mistakes were made. We did acknowledge it. But then over the weekend, Joni Mitchell decides that she's going to pull her music off Spotify. Again, 75-year-olds all over the country wept and they have no idea.
Has anybody done a welfare check on the state of Vermont?
Well, you know what the interesting thing is none of these people who are, I saw people on Twitter being like, I stand with Joni Mitchell. I stand with Neil Young. Good for them. First of all, none of them listen to Joe Rogan. That's number one. But even more importantly, number two, I doubt any of them have Spotify. I doubt they even have the app. But we lost Joni Mitchell. Now, tell me, Jared, and I know I'm not saying this as like a brag. I know this is, I've always had a pretty bad musical repertoire. I don't have great musical taste, which I'm sure, you know, if you've ever heard me on the Howie Carr show and some of the music I like, you could probably have figured that out. Jared, give me her biggest song.
All right. Both Sides Now, like I've looked at clouds from both sides now, was a big one. That's the only one that I could come up. Oh, Big Yellow Taxi. That's,
oh, I love Big Yellow Taxi.
Paved Paradise put up a parking lot.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. All right.
And The Circle Game seems to be familiar to me.
Okay, so those are the hits that we will have to do without for the time being, unless Spotify decides to pull Joe Rogan. But we had a lot of updates. It wasn't just the Joni Mitchell. Spotify came out and they said, we're going to put, sensors or, you know, context warnings, trigger warnings.
Disclaimers,
whatever you want to call them, on Joe Rogan's podcast. And Joe Rogan came out and he said something about misinformation, which I think is very important. Because I heard a lot of people over the weekend saying, I don't really like Joe Rogan, but I don't think he should be pulled from Spotify. I don't really listen to him, but... And I made the point that you don't have to qualify why you're defending someone's different opinion. You don't have to, you know, throw up your morning commute podcast and say, well, even though I don't really listen to him, nobody cares if you listen to him. The point is that he has a different opinion. He interviews doctors. He interviews people who you might not agree with. But that's his right to do that. And we should encourage different opinions in this country. It's kind of what has made us so unique throughout history. And this idea that the left keeps spinning is that he's promoting misinformation. And I am so sick of that word. It bugs me to no end. And I was trying to explain why it bothers me. And a troll on Twitter, I don't recommend this, but I started interacting with a troll on Twitter over the weekend, which goes to show you how full and wonderful my weekend was. But he says, do you know how many people have died of misinformation? Thousands of people. And I said, but what is misinformation? Because if misinformation is things that aren't true, then Dr. Fauci should be banned from all of these networks, which he appears on every single day. If misinformation is things that are not true one day and then true the next, then CNN should not be allowed on anyone's television. If that's what we're qualifying as misinformation. Because nothing that we've been told over the last 2 years is misinformation ends up still being misinformation. And I just want to point something else out. So I guess what we're gathering here. Actually, first, let's play Joe Rogan, and then I'm going to give you my last point before we go to the break. This is cut one.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. Like, for instance, 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you would be removed from social media. They would ban you from certain platforms. Now, that's accepted as fact. If you said, I don't think cloth masks work, you would be banned from social media. Now, that's openly and repeatedly stated on CNN. If you said, I think it's possible that COVID-19 came from a lab, you'd be banned from many social media platforms. Now, that's on the cover of Newsweek. All of those theories that at one point in time were banned were openly discussed by those two men that I had on my podcast that have been accused of dangerous misinformation.
And he's right. You would have been banned unless you were Dr. Fauci, unless you were Rochelle Walensky, unless you were part of the mainstream media, unless you were part of the CDC. Then you could come out and change your mind. Then you could come out with a different opinion suddenly after, you know, 24 hours of backlash on Twitter. And you wouldn't be banned. So in other words, anyone, any doctor who's not Dr. Fauci is no longer allowed, according to, you know, Mika Brzezinski and all of these elites who control the Ministry of Truth. You're no longer allowed to have an opinion. And this got me thinking, you know what's one of the most common expressions as far as doctors are concerned? You go to a doctor, he tells you one thing. If it's a big life-changing thing, if you have some illness, if you need to get some surgery, what's the common expression people say?
Go get a second opinion.
Go get a second opinion. Why are we not allowed to get a second opinion from what a doctor is telling us, a doctor, Anthony Fauci, who's been wrong on everything? Why on earth wouldn't we get a second opinion on this guy who is as corrupt as the day is long? Explain that to me. It's completely asinine. The only reason that Joe Rogan is being targeted is because he speaks to people who the mainstream media doesn't like. He talks about things that the mainstream media does not want us to acknowledge. And we're going to get into all of this. I want to talk. And speaking of just being hypocrites about COVID, so what am I supposed to listen to Gavin Newsom, who has the state of California under emergency order, and yet he's at the football game watching the Rams versus the 49ers without a mask on with Magic Johnson? I mean, these are the people that I'm supposed to take my advice from. These are the people I'm allowed to listen to. It is absolutely absurd. And the craziest thing is, if you really look at the news today, and I want to get into like the Freedom Convoy and, you know, of the Canadian truckers. I want to get into Jen Psaki mocking people for talking about soft on crime policies that are leading to so much crime in this country. But if you really look at the headlines, a huge story is the fact that JP Morgan Chase was subpoenaed in 2019 over Hunter Biden's business deals in China. 2019, 17 months before Joe Biden was elected president. Could use air quotes around that, elected, but whatever.
Stop spreading misinformation.
I don't want to be triggered. I don't want to get a censor warning from anyone. I don't want Joni Mitchell to stop listening to this station. But that would be the biggest story. And you know why it's not? There's so many reasons it's not. But the reason I didn't even lead with it, I'm going to be perfectly honest with the audience, because this is when I think I tend to do my best work. Because I drove into work today and I was talking to a couple friends of mine about this headline. And they said, oh, you think you'll lead with that? That's a huge story. And I said, yeah, but we know the ending to that story. The ending is nothing will happen. At least with the Joe Rogan story, we don't really know. You know, Friday, maybe he'll be on Spotify, maybe he won't. But at least there's a little mystery. When it comes to Hunter Biden, when it comes to this corruption, I have zero faith that anything is going to happen. And it should. But instead, you'll get like Jimmy Kimmel. You'll get Brian Stelter talking about Jared and Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. and the Kremlin and Russia and Trump and these hoaxes. And then here they have an actual example of crime committed, an actual example of shady business dealings, and they won't go near it. And it's just so predictable. That's the part of it that gets me mad, is that I don't like feeling as if it's not even worth reporting on because nothing's going to happen. That is not how we should feel in America when this stuff goes on. It's disheartening. 844-500-4242. But I promise we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're not going to be down and out. We're going to talk about all of this. I have a couple other points to make about this Spotify stuff. By the way, Harry and Meghan are upset about it too, which I don't even know how much more I can handle. Harry and Meghan? They're mad at Joe Rogan? Oh, no. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on all of this. We got Libby Evans coming up in the 1 o'clock. Really fun Monday show to get you going, get the week off right. Call in, weigh in. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to cover today. Everything from Jen Psaki once again telling us to enjoy a margarita. She's pushing the margaritas hard. It's almost like she doesn't want us to be aware of everything that's happening. She wants us in a margarita-induced daze. Unless she's teamed up with Big Margarita.
That's the scam.
This is all a ploy.
Yep. So she's got stock in a mixer company or something.
The big four of margaritas. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. You can trust the team at Gold Co. to help protect and grow your wealth. It's a great time right now to invest in gold and silver because the market is out of control. Very unpredictable. If you go to goldco.com/grace, you can request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets your financial advisor won't tell you. That's goldco.com/grace. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Joe Rogan will be on Spotify by Friday?
Yes, I do.
90% say yes.
I'm hopeful. A lot of people think he apologized by making that video. I just get the sense that he's backing down at all. I just think he's just being honest about how he feels about it.
That was a very measured response with an awesome Greatwood story for aged veterans of the area.
We will get into that in a little bit.
It's not awesome, but he mentioned Greatwoods. So.
But I also
it'll always be Greatwoods to me.
Your age is showing, Jared.
Yes.
I also just think that sometimes people like to go by the Trump idea of never apologize, which I do understand that, but that's not how everybody operates. Like, some people just operate differently. Not everybody's Donald Trump. All right, but another thing that was a huge story this weekend, which I want to discuss with the listeners, is the Canadian truckers and how Justin Trudeau handled this. Jared brought up a really good point earlier today, which I would like you to share with the class.
Why is hashtag Bunker Boy Trudeau not trending? Remember when they were setting fire to things outside of the White House and Donald Trump, in a protocol security move, was moved into a safe room because there was a chance that, you know, the gates could be breached?
He became a big baby.
Yes, he was a bunker boy after, I believe it was the Washington Post, put out the photo from 2012 when Obama had the lights off or something like that, and they spun it into this whole narrative. Oh, he turned off the lights and went to the bunker.
Well, to be fair, the truckers were a lot scarier.
Yes.
I mean, a bunch of truckers standing up for their freedoms and their rights and, you know, beeping their horns. That can really freak somebody out.
Absolute cult, if you listen to Morning Joe.
Yeah, we're going to play that. We're going to play that when we come back. Morning Joe is freaking out about the Canadian truckers. And I want to point something out here. You can tell when the left is panicking based off if they skip the first step. If they skip the mocking phase and they go right to the you are dangerous phase, you are a domestic terrorist phase, you know, you are part of a cult phase, that means that something is happening. That means that they understand that it is not fringe. It is not the minority. It is actually a powerful group of people.
There's something happening here.
Who are making their voices heard.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
And here's an interesting fact, and I'll read you some of this when we get back. A good portion of truckers in Canada are already vaccinated. But that's not what this is about. It's not about whether or not you're vaccinated. It's whether or not you agree that the government should be able to tell people what to do. The same people who have been lecturing us on authoritarianism for the past 4 years are now all on board for Big Brother to stick a needle in someone's arm. It's ridiculous. We'll take your calls on this when we get back. It's 844-500-4242. The Canadian truckers send Trudeau into hiding. We want your thoughts when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. All right, let's check in with what's happening in Canada. They had a pretty amazing freedom convoy, and it was really, really successful. A lot of people partook. And the mainstream media, naturally, after seeing all of these people peacefully, actually peacefully protest, not CNN's version of peacefully protest, actually peacefully protest for an important cause, which is having the right to decide what you put in your body, your choice, as some liberals used to say. that drove people like Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough insane, because God forbid other people have opinions outside of the DC Beltway. God forbid anyone decide to burst MSNBC's bubble. That is just not worth it. And what I want to read from here is the New York Post, because I found a lot of this interesting, but they have a quote here from Justin Trudeau, or as Jared likes to call him, what's his new name?
Bunker Boy Trudeau.
Bunker Boy. And he's also, he tested positive for COVID today.
Yeah, supposedly.
And I think he had that while he was going to the bunker, so we might have a Chris Cuomo issue here of traveling with COVID. But we will save that for another day. This is a quote from Justin Trudeau. And I actually watched a flashback of him today. He is cringeworthy. I mean, he is the definition of someone who's like trying to appease the woke mob. The way he talks, everything about him. And he's got the Christopher Ray hairdo. Not making, he's a good looking guy, but he's just smug. And there was an old cut of him talking, you know, really grandstanding about freedom and all these things. Some of the reporters around him were kind of like getting secondhand embarrassment from how phony he is.
Yeah, it's like if Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, went from a boy to a man, he'd be Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, I don't like him. And I think he's very caught up. Ever since he said he corrected that woman who was questioning him about mankind and he said humankind, I was done with Justin Trudeau. That was my turning point. The blackface didn't help.
Should have been Hugh Person kind.
So this is a quote from Justin Trudeau. Are you ready for this? He's talking about the truckers. The small fringe minority. They love that word, fringe. We should do like a March Madness of the left's favorite words. Fringe, debunked, misinformation, and figure out which one comes up out on top as the left's favorite word to use. The small fringe minority of people who were on their way to Ottawa, who were holding unacceptable views that they are expressing. They're holding unacceptable views that they are expressing. Are you holding unacceptable views and would you like to express them now? Feel free to call in to the Grace Curley Show, 844-500-4242.
Confirm my suspicions of a communist global takeover without confirming my suspicions of a communist global takeover, Justin.
He says these unacceptable views, Jared, they do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other.
I can think of about a million people who disagree.
No, he's speaking for all Canadians who have been there for each other. That's a very specific, you know, group. Have you been there for someone else during this? Or are you a selfish grandma killer? Justin Trudeau wants to know. All right, let's get back to this. The small fringe minority who are holding unacceptable views that they are expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science, that's also going to be part of the March Madness makeup there, and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to ensure our rights, our freedoms, our values as a country. I really am done with the manipulative jargon around this virus that, like...
Are you really done with this manipulative jargon?
I am. I'm so sick of
it
being
sure?
Like...
Why don't you just have a margarita and kick back?
No, it reminds me of the Imagine All the People, the music video by all those celebrities. Like, stop trying to make this into a moral thing, okay? I'm sick of being told that in order to be a good person who's there for other people, who's trying to protect the health of others, I have to go along with what Justin Trudeau thinks. I have to follow the science that is constantly evolving. By the way, when these people spread misinformation, it's called the science evolving. The science has evolved. If I were to say something that later goes on not to be true, I am a danger to society. I need to be banned and censored, and I need to be disavowed by Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. But when other people do this, it's NBD. It's just the science changing. Anyway, so this is what Justin Trudeau says. Now, in this New York Post piece, they point out something very interesting. They say, from the start, it was about more than getting jabbed. They're talking about this huge convoy of truckers. 90% of Canadian truck drivers are fully vaccinated, far more than the 78% of the general population. And it soon became a wider movement against heavy-handed governance. In other words, these truckers, who Justin Trudeau does not like, who he does not consider to be part of, you know, the good Canadians.
Who hold incorrect views.
Unacceptable incorrect views. These truckers are almost all vaccinated. And it would appear to me, again, selfish grandma killer, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but it would appear to me that they're able to see beyond themselves. They're able to see beyond, well, I'm vaccinated, so what do I care if my friend has to get vaccinated? They're almost able to see what could be coming down the road with this. And they're standing up for that. And that's not allowed. Now, a GoFundMe for this small fringe minority with unacceptable views that do not represent the Canadians that care for each other and are nice, wonderful, PC human beings. Well, a GoFundMe has been set up for that small fringe minority. And it has raised nearly $9 million in 2 weeks. Apparently, a lot of people are trying to help the small fringe minority, which is frightening because when you think about it, if people are trying to help said small fringe minority, there's a lot more people involved in this dangerous, unacceptable group of people, of truckers. Now, here's another point. Disdainful media, of course, spend days warning of violence to come and search supporters' messages for evidence of racism. Because it can't just be that they don't want to get vaccinated. It has to be that they are racist. They may not even know they're racist. But since we're all racist, it makes sense that they would be racist too. Part of this group of disdainful media was Morning Joe. I don't oftentimes play Morning Joe. They fall into my bucket of The View, Jimmy Kimmel, Cher, like just people who I see a pop-up on my Twitter and I don't click on it for my own mental health. But this was worth playing because Mika was really, really, she was upset by the truckers' convoy. And here we go. This is Mika Brzezinski.
Dozens of trucks and other vehicles could be seen blocking the downtown area of Ottawa as protesters rallied against vaccine mandates, masks, and lockdowns.
That seems like an interesting way to spend your weekend.
The demonstrations were initially aimed at pushback against vaccine mandates for truck drivers crossing the U.S.-Canada border. But the movement escalated into an expression of disapproval with the Canadian government's COVID-19 policies. Officials say several investigations are underway into reports of severe vandalism and criminal behavior, including the desecration of national monuments.
Can we talk about the obvious disdain in her voice? She's such an elitist, and she can't even hide it. She's like, these truckers felt the need to gather in their trucks and do this.
And so, wait, if I'm understanding Mika correctly, now protests blocking roads, vandalizing things, and tearing down national monuments is bad?
Dude, she's going to be...
Mika, I have an entire summer for you to review.
No, but Jerry,
my good woman.
That's the thing, is that they're on a 2-year delay at MSNBC. When she finds out about what happened during the Summer of Love, she's going to be heartbroken. There's going to be some serious tears on that show. And she's cried before, but she might have to cry again when she hears about the peaceful protests. You're right. I know, it's laughable at this point. It really is. They're all these people are insane. Let's keep playing it. And I love Joe. That's an interesting way to spend your weekend. Oh, do tell how you spend your weekends, Joe. We're all dying to know. I'm sure it's
An intern is dying to know.
Jared's going to get us in trouble. It's only Monday. All right, play the rest.
Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson said some protesters harassed a soup kitchen, demanding free meals because their refusal to wear masks meant they were not to order in restaurants. That soup kitchen tweeted COVID protesters were given meals to defuse the conflict and that this weekend's events have caused significant strain on our operations at an already difficult time.
So these anti-vaxxers actually took food from the mouths of the homeless.
Hungry, yeah.
Because they're so put upon. Because
yeah.
They have a vaccine. I'm just curious, again, where were these protests when people were required to get five vaccines to start school? Where were these protests when people
Okay, I can't. When Joe goes into that voice where I know he's about to do like a thespian-esque monologue about something, I can't handle it. He goes very Keith Olbermann. Where were these protests when? And everyone starts nodding. Oh, that's it, Joe. Go off on the protesters. I just can't take it seriously at this point. Oh, they're upset.
Bashing law enforcement officers' brains in with American flags.
Joe, where were you when people were burning down buildings and looting stores? And there was just violence everywhere during the Summer of Love. I wish you could use that same concern you had about the free soup for those times. Am I crazy? Between this and Trudeau, I don't know. And this woman, and it's interesting about the truckers because we already have so many issues with the supply chain crisis. And there's actually a few layers, like all of this. There's layers to why forcing truckers to get vaccinated is so incredibly dumb. One of the reasons is they're in a truck by themselves. That's just one of the reasons. They're in trucks by themselves. If you were ever going to exempt a group from having to get this, wouldn't it be truckers? I guess it would be nurses who have already had COVID and have natural immunity, but we know that's not happening. But wouldn't it be truckers who are by themselves? And then on top of it, the truckers are part of the group that went from, speaking of nurses, that went from heroes to zeros. I remember Trudeau, at the beginning of this pandemic, he came out with a big speech about how, you know, you should thank a trucker. Hashtag activism. That's Trudeau's specialty. It was hashtag thank a trucker. And now it's these truckers. They're not who we are. This is not who Canada is.
Either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
It's so true. It's so true. Nancy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Grace. I'm so glad you're talking about this. When I heard Justin Trudeau say that the truckers have unacceptable views, it just sent a chill down my spine. And I thank God for our founding fathers who had the forethought to at least put in our Constitution, even though it's terribly under attack, that we have freedom of speech. Because it's just so chilling, the whole thing. And then he's such a coward, he won't even meet with them.
Yeah, and it's chilling, and I heard a lot of chilling words over the weekend, all about this, too, all about just dissenting views. Any view that does not fit the Brian Stelter narrative is now considered dangerous, and I can't believe that people aren't more upset about it. I can't believe that people are on the side of crushing any view that's different from yours, especially here in this country. I mean, in Canada, I could kind of see it happening. But here, it's so antithetical to who we are as a country to say you have a different viewpoint than me. You should be taken off Spotify. You should be you should be investigated by Merrick Garland or Garland Merrick or whatever they want to call him today, because you might have a Lego set in your house. If you can't see where this is going, you're not paying attention. And I think these truckers obviously can, because 90% of them are vaccinated and they're still doing this. They have principles. They see what this could lead to. And it's incredibly frustrating that no one else in this country is able to really do that. 844-500-4242. Thank you for the call, Nancy. We'll keep taking calls for the rest of the hour. 7% inflation, a shaky stock market, and Biden's presidency. Just period. Biden's presidency in general are all reasons more Americans are taking cash out of the bank. So where are you going to put it? Not under your mattress. That's the first place burglars look, which is why you need the MyCube Fire Safe. This 55-pound commercial-grade safe has fire protection for up to 1,200 degrees. It features two tamper-proof steel bolts to keep the door secure and an illuminated digital lock. I have one of these in my house, and it's really cool. It's actually very sleek-looking, too. It doesn't look bulky or, you know, I have the white one. It's very nice, and it does keep all your stuff safe. And I like to put everything in there. I mean, your passports, whatever it is that you don't want to lose, it's nice to keep it in a spot where you know where it is and you know that you're the only one who can get to it. As Biden's crime wave continues, you need to keep your cash safe and your valuables safe, not to mention your firearms, and your ivermectin and other medications, anything else you might have. The MyCube safe is also allows you not to have to worry about burglars stealing your jewelry or important legal documents. You have a choice of colors, white or black. Like I said, I have the white one. Right now, you can buy the MyCube Fire Safe at gracecurlyshow.com and save $10 and get free shipping. These are probably going to go very fast. Get your MyCube Fire Safe today at gracecurlyshow.com. You'll get $10 off and get free shipping. Click on store. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Now, here's a funny headline from the Washington Post Opinions. The movement shares an affinity with Trumpist, toxic, authoritarianist politics. This is about the Freedom Convoy. Mark Hemingway
Everybody's
wrote...
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
They're literally trying to stop government edicts limiting travel, and the truckers are toxic authoritarians. Anyone can be a toxic authoritarian if you want them to be. You know, if Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski want it enough, they can make it happen. Peggy, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show again, as usual. I have just a couple of points. As far as the truckers are concerned, you know, I've been watching this pretty closely over the weekend, and it appears that they spend about 97-98% of their time in their truck by themselves. So it's ridiculous how they want them to all be vaccinated. But my big point was, you know, I'm watching all these so-called principled conservatives that are, you know, on the talk shows like Bill Kristol and Joe Scarborough, and they're basically sold out because Trump broke them. Billy Kristol has raised close to $40 million for Democrats, and he made himself out to be the next William F. Buckley. And in reality, they're all just swamp creatures and grifters trying
yeah.
to make a buck.
You know, you're right, Peggy, and that's a really good point. And they're all they were all so much about principles and the Constitution and freedom and all of these things, and now they're trying to bend their principles kind of into a pretzel to excuse why they would be against something like this. Because 10 years ago, they would never be against something like this. And the reason is because this all seems like, to them, in the lens of a Bill Kristol, in the lens of a Joe Scarborough, this all seems like something that Trump would support. And if Trump would support it, they have to be against it. That's the logic. That's the reasoning. That's the genius of the Lincoln Project. And so it doesn't matter if what Trump's supporting also happens to be right, also happens to be morally correct. That doesn't matter. They have to be against Trump even all this time later. And while all this plays out, and Morning Joe and Joe Scarborough are upset about the soup kitchen and the truckers, meanwhile, we've got Joe Biden presiding over disaster after disaster after disaster. How convenient. No one's talking about that anymore. All right, we'll be back with Libby Emmons. We're going to talk about a lot of this, and we have so much more show to go. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere.